Life. The ultimate sacrifice that one can make for his or her country. Liberty. The ideal of freedom that our founding fathers have selflessly gifted us with. The pursuit of happiness. The sentiment of joy being something we, as Americans, can chase due to those who have sacrificed their life and their liberty. As I think of the countless responsibilities an individual has to his or her country, many different things come to mind. Paying taxes, following the laws, voting. However, I thought to myself, while these actions are commendable, they're general ideals. You must think further than that. You must think, what are my responsibilities, not as a citizen of any country, but what are my responsibilities as a citizen of America? Since the moment I was born, I have been a very proud citizen. I take pride in this amazing country, its people, the ideals it was founded upon, and those who serve it with reverence. My father, a colonel in the United States Air Force, may be partly to blame for this. As I've been uprooted from home to home in accordance with my father's next job assignment, I knew that every coming city or state I would live in would be temporary. However, one thing remained permanent. I would never stop living in the country I cherished and respected. I've looked up to my father my entire life. I find myself reflecting on his responsibilities to America. A dedicated man, he spent his life devoted to serving not only his country, but to every single person that resides in it. He has made sacrifice. He, like every soldier or veteran, redefined sacrifice with each of their acts. Pride, love, they sacrifice it for their responsibilities to America. These actions and set of thoughts have separated them from the average human. They have taken their responsibilities to their country very seriously. For their responsibilities, they put everything they have on the line, including their lives. So what then is my responsibility? How could me, the average high school student, have any sort of responsibility even comparing to my father's? How could I have any comparing to America's veterans? If I haven't done almost everything I can for the country that has done everything it can for me, then I have taken everything and given nothing. How can this be fair to those who have given everything? My responsibility to my country is to sacrifice my time to become an informed voter, an educated person, and a dedicated civilian. My responsibility is to take pride in the nation and the unique set of ideals that sets us apart from every other nation on this earth. My responsibility, in its ultimate form, is to serve my country. Sacrifice. It's something we must do. Pride. An ideal that we must hold this country in the esteem it deserves. Service. The responsibility of every American citizen. These are all ideals reflecting the very nature of our responsibilities to this amazing country. These are our soldiers' responsibilities. They are your responsibilities. They are my responsibilities.